Hotel Bravo 9, India Romeo Mike, how do you hear? Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra, IFS. Hotel Bravo 9, India Romeo Mike, how do you hear? Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra, IFS. I hear you loud, but not very clear. Hotel Bravo 9, India Romeo Mike. Hotel Bravo 9, India Romeo Mexico, yes, I copy you and I'm ready for student questions. Requirements. You just need to be in good shape to do the best job, but there's no actual things that are written down. Over. Janice, I like the food okay. Most of our food is either food that's in packages to heat up, or we have water inside or any kind of like canned food. And all of this stuff, but I will say that we eat the same thing all the time. Our menu repeats every 9 days and get a little tired of the food. But you know, the food is not the best thing about food. But at the same time, we just try to talk to each other every day, and they know I'll be home in a couple months. Over. Leia, it's totally amazing and fun. It takes just a little touch of your toe, and you can move across the entire space station. It's great. Over. Sophia, I would say it's difficult because we learn a lot of things. As an astronaut, I learn new things every day, and that means that you have to learn the basics early and well, and the basics are reading and writing and math and science. Over. Alexandra, you know, I'm not sure. I've only been preparing for the mission. I'll see what happens when I get home. I'll spend some time with my family, and I'll go back to work as an astronaut. Over. Sabrina, I'm originally a scientist, and I love science, but I also wanted a little bit of adventure outside the laboratory, and this job has that for me. Over. Andri, I've had two missions already, just short ones, though. And when I came back to Earth, I felt, a little bit sort of dizzy. Like when you get off a boat and you feel like the Earth is still moving, even though you're on the ground. But even more so for us. It'll be interesting to see what happens when I've been up here for 6 months. Over. I'd only been up here about 2 weeks when we had... So I was still so excited to be here. And I just had fun talking to my family, and I think we all... spending Christmas in space. Over. Xenia, I'll say it was difficult, and that's because a lot of people would like to do this job, and what I can advise all of you who would like to become astronauts is to do your best in school, not later, but right now, today. And if you don't do your best today, we'll start over tomorrow and try again, and just do your best. Over. Garden, the Earth is so beautiful, and it's very interesting to look at, to think about what's going on down there and see the different ways that we, as people, use the Earth. Over. Dominic, a great question, because all of us trained to be something else before we were astronauts. No one can just become an astronaut. You have to be something else first, and I am a chemist. Over. Nirga, we have 130 different experiments going on at the space station right now. We are growing crystals. We are looking at combustion, how things burn, so we can learn about pollution. We're understanding what happens to our bodies up in space. We're growing crystals. All sorts of experiments. Over. Jill, we wear regular clothes just like you do. We wear shirts and pants, shorts and shirts for exercising, and it's very comfortable, although we do wear the same clothes very, very often. Over. Yeah, well, each group of six makes their own sort of rules or customs, or, you know, even just